Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Clive Urquhart.
Just want to share something for a few moments rather than having a preach. But in the Old Testament, when King David was going to take the ark back up to Jerusalem, they went to collect it, and on the way a guy whose eyes stretched out because the ark was looked like it might come off the thing they were carrying it on, and when he touched it he died. And David was a bit upset about that, and so he didn't take the ark, the presence of God, up to Jerusalem. Instead he put it in somebody's house, a guy called Obed-Edom. And it says here, David did not take the ark of to be with him in the city of David. Instead, he took it aside to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the ark remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house for 3 months. And the Lord blessed his household and everything he had. When David, a little while later, found out that everything that happened in Obed-Edom's house and household was being blessed, he was like, hey, God's not angry or whatever, but actually I need to go and get the presence of God and bring it up to where it's supposed to be. But just rather than concentrate on that, just on Obed-Edom for a moment. Here's a guy who obviously was part of the people and what God was doing, but when he had the Ark of the Covenant in his home, something happened. The presence of God amongst him and his household. It says here that he was blessed personally and everything he had. 3 months later, the Ark of the Covenant was taken out of his house and taken up to Jerusalem. And I don't know what you'd have felt like, but if your house had been saturated with the presence of God, and then suddenly some guys came one day, picked it up, carried it out, and then the presence of God wasn't there in the same way, I don't know if you'd be satisfied with that, but Obed-Edom certainly wasn't. And something had happened in him as he'd spent time in the presence of God. Something happened to him as the presence of God had been in his house. It created a desire, a longing. And when you read through a number of other verses in Chronicles, 1 Chronicles, in different chapters, what begins to happen is he, there's three or four things that happen. He becomes a gatekeeper. He becomes a musician, a worshiper. He then becomes one of the treasurers, looks after some of the treasures. And actually, he also, you can kind of maybe read into this a little bit, but he sort of helped to keep everything clean and tidy and served in where the Ark of the Covenant was, and kind of ordered things. And this guy had the presence of God. He tasted something of God, and then it was taken away and placed somewhere else. But it created a hunger in him. And he was like, I just want to be wherever the presence of God is. Now, I know we don't have to go somewhere to find the presence of God. We are those living temples, those living stones. That's what the Bible said, that the presence of God is in us now. But if you can just understand for a moment, this guy tasted something of God, and it triggered a desire. And so he said, I'll do anything. I want to be available. And so he became a gatekeeper for the city of Jerusalem, him and his whole family. And for us, if you like, part of it being a gatekeeper for them was to watch what came into the city and what came out, was to be a guard as to the security and the safety of the city. And for us, that's like being watchmen in prayer. We got these 40 days. And God is, as he's encountering us, he's triggering a fresh desire to want to know him, to meet with him. But as part of that, there's more to his purpose than just encountering him and having great times with him. He's called us to be watchmen, those that stand guard as to what takes place and what doesn't in prayer. You see, prayer prevents things from taking place, that are against the purposes of God, but also prayer releases things. It releases the purposes of God to take place. And so it's like, as part of what's happening, why we're getting before God is because we're not just wanting to just spend time with the Lord, but it's going to turn into purpose. One is to be like gatekeepers, that we prevent what God's preventing as we pray, but we release what God is releasing as we pray. Then this guy wanted to be a musician. I just want to play. I want to worship. I want to be part of the worship team. Now, the great thing is we're all the worship team. That's the brilliant thing. And he played the harp or the lyre, something like that. Anyway, L-Y-R-E, not lyre as in his tongue. But he played the harp. He wanted to be one of the worshipers because he wanted to worship God, because he tasted something of the presence of God. And he wanted to be in his presence. He wanted to worship. He was sold out because of what he tasted just for a few moments, a short period in his house. Then he even worked in the treasury and helped to look after all the different treasures and all of that. And maybe he was helping with some accounts or whatever. But he was taking responsibility for the welfare of things and looking after some of the administration of what was going on. Because he just wanted to be around anything. I want to be involved in anything that serves the presence of God, anything that serves the purpose of God. I just want to be in and around. I've tasted something in my home, and now the ark's gone. My home is like, so I've got to be where the presence of God is. So I'll serve, I'll do anything. I'll be a gatekeeper, I'll pray. I'll prevent what comes in and I'll release what goes out. I'll be a worshiper because I want to worship. I want to meet with God. I want to honor Him. I want to glorify Him. I want to do something to serve, to do, to look. I'll be a cleaner. I'll do whatever because I want to be around the presence of God. And that's what had happened in this guy's life. Now, we are so blessed compared to those guys back then, because they had to go up to the temple to find the presence of God, whereas we've got it in us. But God is, what's being triggered in our lives at this moment is to be one, a habitation, a place where God dwells and abides, but we cultivate that. Something, God is triggering something in these days in every one of us. And it's just the real simplicity of just saying, Jesus, I want you. Not all the frills and the stuff, but I just want to know you. I want to know who you are. I want to walk intimately with you. I want to walk close to you. I want you to walk close to me. I want to abide in you. I want to live abiding in you. And that's what this guy had tasted and wanted to live in. But he wasn't just chasing after a feeling. What had been triggered in him is, I want to serve the purposes of God. I want to serve God and the purpose of the house of God or whatever. So I'll be a gatekeeper. I'll be an administrator. I'll be a worshiper. I'll be a cleaner. I'll be whatever it takes. I don't mind. And when you read about Obadiah and what began to happen with his family, his sons and his relatives, his whole household, his descendants, you read it in Chronicles, it's phenomenal what starts to happen with them all, how blessed they all were and what began to happen through their lives. And it's like, wow, just reading it. But it just started with one bloke, because he was tasted something and it triggered a hunger in him. Let's just stand for a moment. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, I thank you that you are triggering, giving us a greater taste of who you are. Your word talks about us hungering, thirsting after you. I thank you, as we begin to do that, something happens and it releases a greater hunger and thirst. Then something happens in response from you to us. Then we respond back to you, and it just goes to and fro, and builds and strengthens and grows. starting these first few days with God giving us a taste of who He is in a fresh way. It's going to lead to the prayer, stepping up, being gatekeepers, as it were, the spirit of prayer to come upon us in a new way as a people. But it's going to be birthed out of just not, well, let's pray more, but something happens in you and me in these days. I want to pray. I want to intercede. Or I want to be a worshiper. Not just have a time of worship, but I want to be a worshiper. My life to be a life of worship in that way, that even what comes out of my lips honors You. My body language honors You. The way I treat others honors You. The way I am, I respond, really honors You. I want my life to be that worshiper. That's what had been triggered in Obed-Edom. He became a bit of a treasurer, or he served and did some cleaning in the temple area. I mean, he just did whatever, because he just, I want to be around the presence of God. Thank You, Jesus. Just respond to the Lord this morning. Just talk to Him for a few moments. Make yourself available. As you pray, the spirit of prayer comes upon you. As you worship, the spirit of worship comes upon you. As you serve, if you like, the spirit of serving comes on you. As you give yourself in response to the Lord, it's like the Holy Spirit comes upon you in a fresh way to do what it is, or to anoint you, to grace you. But it's like you respond to God, He responds to you. You respond to Him, He responds to you. It's like just one thing triggers another and something grows. You feed one thing, He feeds you. You feed Him, He feeds you, in that sense. Other things then fall away because they get starved of stuff. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Father, I thank You that we are not like Obed-Edom in the sense that Your presence is taken away and placed somewhere else and we're left without it and then we have to go and find it. We thank You that we have such an awesome privilege of being filled with You, the Holy One, that You have made us vessels, temples of Your Holy Spirit. But Father, at the same time, You're kind of saying to us that we've got to cultivate that, to live in that, to abide in that. Thank You, Jesus. Father, I thank You in these coming days, the spirit of prayer being released amongst us in a totally new way that comes up to where it needs to be in relation to the call, the vision, the anointing and everything. Thank You for the spirit of worship being released in a greater way. That spirit of servanthood, being carriers of the vision in different ways. I think that gets released in a stronger way in these coming days. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Just talk to Him, say, Father, I'm available to pray. I want to be a worshiper. I want to be not just a servant that is told what to do all the time. I also want to be a steward, a carrier, an initiator, a life giver. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Just be seated for a moment. Just want to follow up what Clive's been saying this morning at the prayer meeting here. God said to me that He was going to create a hunger in the hearts of those who have not been hungry. We've had a great first few days. The presence of God has been wonderful, sometimes at the encounter evenings, sometimes at the 8 o'clock at Ruffy's, sometimes in the prayer meetings. And although we're only at the beginning of this 40-day process already, the Spirit of God is moving and God is revealing Himself. And before these 40 days began, I believe God said that this was the heart of what He wanted to do during this time, to reveal more and more of Himself to us. The prophetic songs that we've had this morning are all in line with that, that the great I Am is revealing who He is. Because the greater the revelation of who He is in our hearts and lives, the more we will demonstrate Him in our lives. And you know, that's the end product, isn't it? Not just that we have wonderful experiences and encounters with God, but that He does what He wants in us so that we can be the fruitful people He wants us to be. And you know, as with everything, the more you apply yourself to something, the better you get at it. I mean, that's true in life, isn't it, of everything. The more you apply yourself to really seeking the presence of God, the more you will enter into the presence of God. And the secret of that is simply giving yourself space and time to meet with the Lord. See, it doesn't take a moment from God's point of view for Him to reveal Himself. He can do that anywhere, anytime, any place, in anybody's life. But it does take us time, and we need to give ourselves space just to get our focus off other things and all the other things that crowd in to try to attract our attention, and just to focus on Him. And some of you probably would have found this week that there's been almost like a kind of an attack, that when you've wanted to just focus, all kinds of other things have tried to crowd in. Anybody know what I'm talking about? See? Now, that's because the enemy is worried. The enemy is not happy about these 40 days. And so if he can distract right at the beginning, if he can get anybody to think, well, this might work for others, but it's not going to work for me, then people can give up before they've really started. And you just have to persevere. You have to be determined. You remember all that God has been saying in recent months about being a determined and a persevering people? Well, we've just got to be determined. I'm going to get through all this stuff. I once heard Yong-Yi Cho, you know, the guy with a church of nearly a million, he knew a bit about the presence of God. And he used to get up very early and start to pray. He's the God who, the pastor who initiated the prayer mountain that they have in his church, where people just go and meet with God. People actually go from all over the world to seek and meet God on that prayer mountain. But I remember him saying that it took him 3 hours when he was praying to get through all the things of self before he really met with God. And that's Yong-Yi Cho. But you see, the fruit of that perseverance, he had a church of nearly a million people. Hello. Most pastors, you know, would not persevere like that. Now, I'm not saying, I praise God, I don't that's not the case for me, and it's probably not the case for you. We haven't got to pray for 3 hours. But he was aiming at a very high place in God. Can you see that? I mean, where are you setting your aim? You see, what point do you want to reach? But the incredible thing is that there is a guy who was prepared to do that, to battle through, to pray through, as it's called, every day, because he was going for the best. Now, you know, we're not called upon by God to pray like that at this time, but we wouldn't have the anointing and the motivation to do that yet. But I mean, I've known times of revival in this country, times of revival within Kingdom Faith, where people were praying for 6 hours a day, not because it was any effort, and not actually because they were having to pray through to the presence of God, but because of the presence of God was so real, it was easier to pray than not to pray. Now, I believe that's where God wants to lead us, don't you? Into a place where we're so aware of his presence that it's easier to pray than not to pray. Where we don't have to battle and struggle through to get there, but the Spirit of God is moving in such a way that it's so easy just to sense his presence and to pray. And if we have to, the reason why I mentioned Yonggi Choi is you might have to battle through in these early days to get really into the flow of the presence of God where he wants you to be. But do that. Be prepared to do that. Get, you know, apart into the secret place with the Father on your own. Join in the prayer meetings as you can. But give yourself. It's you're the one who needs the space and the time to meet with God. And if it's a struggle at this moment, that is not a sign to give up. It's just the evidence you need to give yourself more time. More time to pray through that. And don't just sort of try to meet with God. You know, I'm going to meet with God. Boom. I mean, read the Word. Because faith comes from hearing the Word. That helps to get your focus on the Lord. Begin to pray, and even if you're in the secret place, it's a help to pray out loud. Pray out loud, because that'll help your concentration, you see. Pray out loud in your own language and in tongues. But don't just pray in tongues. I will pray in the Spirit, but I pray with the mind also. Because you can pray in the Spirit and think about England winning the Ashes at the same time. You can. But what God wants, as wonderful as that event was, and so good for the sanctification of all Australians, that as wonderful as things like that are, you know, we want to be focused, don't we? So the Spirit and the mind have to work together. Amen? So, you know, this week, I believe, in all this fasting business and everything, you see, the secret of what God is saying is simply this: be disciplined. Set yourself your target for this week. Don't aim too high, don't aim too low, where you know you need to be, and be disciplined in keeping what you say you're going to do. Be disciplined in the time of prayer that you're going to have, if you're giving up a meal, whatever, however you are expressing that aspect of fasting. Be disciplined in doing that. But you know, the essence of fasting is not what you give up, but what you do extra. See, the reason why you give up a meal, for example, is so you've got time then, more time to spend with God than you would have eaten that meal or preparing that meal or whatever. So it's what you do positively. Amen. Let's all stand. There's all kinds of other things we could preach this morning, but I believe God is just moving in a way. I want to pray for you, because when God spoke to me about moving in the hearts of those who at present weren't hungry, I began to pray for all those here this morning for whom that would be the case. I want you just to close your eyes now. And Lord, we thank you that you are creating a greater hunger in all of us for the presence of God. You're creating a greater hunger for you. You're creating in us a greater hunger to be the people that you want us to become what we are in Christ. And we give you glory, we give you honor, Lord. And we thank you for what you have done already in these first few days. Thank you, Lord, that you have given grace to many of us here to persevere, to pray through all those distractions, all those things of the flesh, all those other things that would seek to draw us away from drawing near to you. And we thank you, Lord, for the grace that you've given to enable that. Thank you for the way in which you have already revealed yourself to so many of us. Thank you for the new and fresh things that you're doing in our lives to bring our lives more and more in line with your word, in line with your will, in line with your purposes. And Lord, I just pray for any of us present now for whom so far these 40 days have been a bit of a non-event, that we really feel we haven't got anywhere or got very far. I just pray, Lord, that you would encourage every single one of them. That this morning, simply by being here, simply by have tasted something of your presence, that we will be like Obadiah, Edom, all of us, that we would say, yeah, I want more of this. I need more of this. I need more of this presence of God. I need more of God. I need to draw more. And Lord, I just pray now for a grace to come upon every one of us to persevere. A grace, Lord, to pray right through. And I believe, Lord, you want to surprise us. That even some of us here, when we're on our own and we've found prayer a bit of a struggle, we're going to pray through and break through to a new place in you. We're going to persevere. We're not going to give up when we start daydreaming and wondering about other things. But you're going to help us with that spirit of prayer coming upon us to keep our focus and to enable us. Thank you for the anointing that you pour upon us right now. Come and just receive that anointing, a fresh anointing from God, so you're not trying to do this in your own strength. You're doing it in his power. Thank you, Lord. You are the way. You are the truth. You are the life. And thank you that you're going to show us the way, build us up in the truth, and release the life into us. And we just give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Karazataba karazitoba. Help us, Lord, to be the disciplined people that you want us to be, and just to keep that discipline in our hearts and in our lives this week. And thank you that you're going to honor that. Thank you that you will honor that, Lord. And we just give you all the glory, because every part of what we do from start to finish is going to be a work of your mercy and grace. And so we praise you in the mighty, wonderful name of Jesus. Come on, just speak out your thanksgiving to him.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith, and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.